Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers bringing us back the late, great Tom Petty. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Wally Bach. Wally is someone who helps a lot of people get what's inside of them out. And I'm speaking about their book. Writing a book with Wally is his website.
We're talking about books.
I moved very quickly to the answer to that, Wally. Don't worry. I know what I'm doing. And a number of other, he's written many books himself, including Ruthless Focus and Net Income. That was an important book a few decades ago. Hey, Wally, you've got some success stories to talk about. I love hearing about how people who write books are successful with it, because being an author, writing a book is a very entrepreneurial thing to do, even if you're not an entrepreneur in the other parts of your life. What do you think?
Absolutely. It's the thing you drop on the desk that says, here, this is what I'm all about. This is what I do. So, yeah, you can get out there and speculate. You can look ahead. You can do all kinds of things. And the process of writing the book is worth as much as whatever success you get on the other side of it.
That's right. No question about it.
Because it forces you to think. As I told you earlier off air, Jim, I got something that's really cool here. I have a client named Blaine Strickland. He works in commercial real estate. He's a coach. He's a really great coach. And he's out of Orlando, Florida. And he wrote a book about 2 years ago, and I coached him through it, called Thrive, that became a bestseller. And Blaine, being the kind of guy he is, studied all the stuff that was there, figured out how he could do it better next time. And about 2 weeks ago, he came out with his second book, which I also coached him on. And this one's called Adapt. And this is commercial real estate, but it could be anything. Mm-hmm. Disruption is coming to commercial real estate. Are you ready? It was a bestseller on the first day.
I don't know when he started that one. It was a bestseller on the first day. That's great. I don't know when he started that book, but it's amazing how sometimes you get an idea for something, you work on it, you deliver it, and when you deliver it, it was more prescient than the day you started on it, when you had the first idea. Commercial real estate is going to be big time different because of coronavirus.
Well, and a whole bunch of other stuff as well. Yeah. And just the whole idea of the title and the other thing is, it's a time to adapt.
Yeah.
It's not a time to just play the old routine that's worked for you for the last 5 or 10 or 20 years.
I call it the new regular. I don't like to use the word normal. I think any concept of normal was ejected from our orbit about 6 weeks ago. I call it the new regular. What you're saying is we got to adapt to the new regular.
I've got one of my clients who calls it the new abnormal.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. Yeah, that's another one. So what are you taking his idea? What is your adapting going to look like going forward in your business as you talk to people? The book reading world is changing.
It's really amazing. We just did a thing, a Wednesday evening virtual happy hour thing that I do with a bunch of other people who are bloggers and authors and stuff. And we just did a little fun thing on Twitter where we looked at everybody's library. What got to me was the number of people who said, well, I don't really read my business books or whatever, in paper anymore. I read them online. I read them on my e-reader, on my Kindle and stuff. And what I'm seeing there is a whole mix of that. There are people like me who who buy both the audio and the Kindle for business books, so they can use both. But when I go to read at night, and I'm going to read history or biography or something, I read paper. And that's starting to be a norm.
Well, and all of the predictions that the e-books were gonna completely do away with paper books, those were proven false over the last decade, haven't they?
Yeah, it was interesting because when the e-books started to take off, people said, "Oh, we've never seen anything like it." Well, we had. We saw something exactly like it when CDs came out,
right?
And people started replacing their record collections with CDs,
right.
But they didn't quit buying records.
That's right.
And the big burst of sales was about people duplicating stuff they already had. They're not new kinds of buys.
Wally, I got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts as you head off from us. What do you think what do you want to leave us with?
Do what's in front of you. You can't plan. You got to do. Deal with it. Eventually, the fog will clear.
Yeah. My attitude is that you got to make the decision. Don't think of whether it's right or wrong. Make the one in front of you. What do you think? Last thoughts.
You got to make the thought in front of you. You got to deal with what's in front of you. Yeah. You don't have any other choice.
Yeah. WritingABookWithWally.com is the website. Hey, Wally, good job today. Come back soon. Glad you guys are well. Take care.
Thanks, Jim.
Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite people on the planet. I got to take a quick break, 29 after. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.